ABC Radio Australia.
We head to Papua New Guinea now, where around 200 people of West Papuan heritage are calling for help after they were evicted from the Red Hills Gerihu area in the capital, Port Moresby. The families say they were given permission to live there by Port Moresby governor back in 2011, but the National Court has rejected this claim, ruling that the land belongs to agricultural company Swanita Limited. Arnold Omda, a spokesperson for the group, says the settlers made their home on the land after fleeing violence in the troubled Indonesian region of Papua. Mr. Omda says police arrived on Thursday evening before evicting them the following day. He told the ABC's Godwin Eke that 16 homes were dismantled, with many families now homeless.
Yesterday, the police commander, Gerihu police commander, the area we live, 5:30, they just come and make the awareness with the loud teller that said that the eviction will be come up on Friday. They didn't present the court order to evict us from the area.
So you weren't given any written notice or warning before the eviction took place?
Yes, the Friday morning we went back to the police station, but then we didn't get through the police station commander. So when they came to the make the eviction in the area, they didn't present the eviction order. They just come and by full force and come and make a demolition for our house. Family, almost 16 houses with the family, the 16 householders with the family. The damages, all the things, gardens, whatever, the plate, pool, cup, or the available something, they break it to them.
Anol, how long had you and your family been living in this location?
In 2011, under West Papua Refugee Relief Association, the technical officer of the association. We have a chairman. 2013, we got the planning approval to develop in that area.
And Anol, what belongings or property did you lose during the evictions? I know you said there's about 16 homes or 16 families that's been affected by this eviction.
Yes, we have a house. Some of us, we built a semi-permanent house. Some of us a small house. And then, we have power connected to the area. We connecting power from the PNG power, and then water, and then fridge, house.
What was your main source of income before the eviction, and how has it changed since then, since the eviction?
That's our, most of our community, we just... To sustain our life, we just make a small garden, greens to sell. And then that particular gardens, right now I'm already damaged. So we don't have a stable income now.
How has this eviction affected your children's education or school attendance being disrupted?
For myself, I have four children, three children in the school, but right now they didn't go to the school. I'm applied to others' family too. They didn't go to the school.
Are you facing any new financial challenges as a result of relocation or since the eviction?
We feel that now our family just sleep outside on the open space without shelter, and we just feel that traumatic and feel that uncomfortable for us.
What support, if any, have you received from local authorities, NGOs, churches, or the West Papuan community in Port Moresby? Have you received any support?
Right now, we don't receive any support from the charity organization. Just yesterday, from the CBC Catholic Bishop Conference, they came here to get the information to observe the situation on site. They get just only CBC. We appeal to the government of Papua New Guinea to help us, especially for a piece of land so we can settle properly. Secondly, we look for just because the situation where we are, we need support from food or shelter for us. Right now, we don't have anything. Belongs us as already choice, so we need help.
And that was the spokesperson of West Papua community living in Red Hills in Port Moresby, Arnold Omda, speaking to reporter Godwin Eke.